Viděl jsem hory plné ledu, však zpívat o nich nedovedu. Jiskřily dálky nad hlavami, jak bledě modré drahokamy, jímala závrať při pohledu. Zpívat však o nich nedovedu.
The voice there of Czech poet Jaroslav Seifert. And this week, the Czech Republic is marking the 20th anniversary of his death. Jaroslav Seifert is the only Czech Nobel Prize winner for literature. An ardent communist in his youth, Seifert later fell from favor with the post-war communist authorities and was blacklisted several times, finally after signing the Charter 77 Human Rights Manifesto. When in 1984 Jaroslav Seifert was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, the communist authorities begrudgingly published his works again, albeit in a censored version. But 16 years after the fall of communism and 20 years after his death, Jaroslav Seifert's collected works remain unpublished. Pavla Horáková has more.
Prague's busy Seifertova Street in the former working-class suburb of Žižkov, not far from the building where the poet was born in 1901. Influenced by the poor urban environment, Seifert joined the Communist Party in 1921, only to be expelled from it 8 years later for his criticism of its Bolshevik tendencies. Jaroslav Seifert was a prolific writer, and his career spanned 60 years and several styles, from proletarian poetry to the playful avant-garde, to poems celebrating women and love, to more serious verses dedicated to his homeland. Here are a couple of lines from a 1925 avant-garde collection on the waves of TSF.
Forever running are the clock and the thief. Poetry is the art of losing precious time. Better to seek eternal verities and heed my warning, words of advice.
Previous attempts at publishing Seifert's collected works were tainted by censorship and finally failed when the publishing house went bankrupt in the 1990s. Now, publisher Jiří Tomáš, in cooperation with literary historians, is hoping to be the one to bring the ambitious project to a successful end.
My vlastně jsme třetí jako pokus o Seifertovy spisy, dali jsme si za cíl.
We aim to publish not just collections of poems, but also poems printed in magazines, his translations and lyrics for plays and films. We'd also like to include selected correspondence and essays. For the first time ever, certain pieces are being published as Seifert wrote them, uncensored.
Napsal, to znamená, že do jejich tehdejšího oficiálního vydání zasáhla cenzura.
Jiří Tomáš's publishing house has so far brought out 10 out of the intended 17 volumes, but the edition has now been put on hold.
No, neříká se mi to lehce, ale je to samozřejmě z důvodu finančních.
Sadly, it's for financial reasons. The 10 volumes in print include 29 collections. That's 3,200 pages. It's now the largest edition of Seifert's work so far, and we are 700,000 crowns in the red.
Si ještě koupili něco, aby jsme v tom mohli pokračovat.
Opinions differ on the subject of Jaroslav Seifert's qualities as a poet. He is sometimes seen as a lightweight poet, not exactly the strongest voice of his generation. There are even some who say Seifert was awarded the Nobel Prize for political reasons rather than artistic merit. But he remains dear to generations of Czechs who above all treasure his love poetry.
Thanks very much, Pavla, for that.